And we're going to continue with music and our theme of music. And I'm delighted to welcome to the studio Keenan Eckstein. Now, the last time he was a guest in our studio, he was gearing up to head off on a European tour and preparing to launch his album Golden Fever. So I'm delighted to get an update on that from him now. Good morning, Keenan. Thanks so much for coming into studio.
Always a pleasure.
Talk to us a little bit about what you've been up to since the last time you spoke to us here on Cape Talk.
It was actually cool to hear that now, because I'd forgotten that the last time we were here, it was before the European trip. So yeah, since then we went on the trip. It was very successful, very eye-opening as always. Got the album out and got the people excited, and yeah, I've been playing shows ever since, trying to stay relevant. Yeah.
How was your music received over there in Europe?
Actually, better than I thought. You know, the European crowd, they are very open to a bunch of different kind of sounds and stuff. So I think it's slightly, well, I can't say it's easier, because I mean, even here, if you're put in front of a crowd and you play the right kind of stuff, you can get the reactions. But I would say it was very, very well received there.
Which venue was your favorite and why?
Which venue? Okay. We got the headline, the Munich Sessions Festival.
Ooh.
I don't know how we managed to do that. I mean, the band coming from South Africa, not being very well known, but we got to play the headline slot, and it was like packed to the brim. And that was a very memorable one, definitely.
And Munich is such a vibey city.
Yeah,
they love their music, so that must have been very cool.
Yeah, very alive, very beautiful as well. I love the architecture of the city, yeah.
Since you've been back in South Africa, what have you been focusing on?
Since we got back, we've been trying to put a very big emphasis on playing live, you know, like just staying in people's faces, doing live music, getting the energy out there, and also just putting out as many singles as we can.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's your inspiration? Where do you find the inspiration from to write your music?
That's a good question. It really depends. I mean, every song has a different little line of where it would come from. But, you know, it's what you're feeling today. And have I got the guitar with me? Have I got the piano with me? Maybe it's a melody. Maybe it's a feeling. Maybe it's a line that you have in your head. And that could be something cool. But, yeah, it's very, very all over the show. So it's difficult to say what exactly. But definitely what's going on in the heart, you know.
And who do you have in mind when you're writing your music in terms of the people that are listening to it and receiving your music?
I like to create characters in my head. So like, obviously, some of them are based off of my experiences, but then sometimes it's a bit more far out than what I've experienced in life. So I create a story of a man and a woman, or a dude or a woman, or, you know, however, and then they become my victims of the song.
what song that you've written and produced has been your favorite song, and why?
Sure. I would say I really liked Golden Fever a lot, because it was something different. Well, a lot of what we do is slightly different from the last one, but I like that one a lot. It's a very, very groovy tune that we did, you know, with the piano and Jeremy with the bass line on that song, but also Your Company, I feel, and myself. Yeah, so I would say those three, top three. Myself, Golden Fever, and Your Company, just because they're all a little bit more out there than what we were used to back in the day.
Your Company is the new one, which we're going to take a listen to in a few minutes.
That is indeed the new one, yeah.
Tell us about that song. What's the inspiration behind it, and what's it about?
Yeah, so that one was kind of during a time where, because this is what I do full time, so there's a lot of off time in between when we're not recording or not playing a show or rehearsing.
Mm.
So I'd find myself at home a lot wondering, you know, okay, I've played enough guitar for the day, what am I going to do? You know, I can only read that much. So it was during a time where, you know, you're kind of bored looking for company, and then, you know, here comes the character creation of a dude waiting for some company, someone to knock on his door and, you know, relieve him of the loneliness, if I can say so.
I'm looking forward to taking a listen to that in a few minutes. Before we do, tell me a little bit more about your song Sing With Me, which you sang with Goldfish at Glastonbush.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So that one was actually the first song that me and Jeremy recorded in studio the first day we met. That was the only song I think I had, maybe one or two more acoustically recorded on my voice notes on the phone.
Yeah.
And it started off as a ballad, you know, Sing With Me, or it was actually called, what was it called? Damn it. Be Free. Damn it. Thanks. It was called Be Free. And then it was a waltz. It was slow. And then the sound kind of changed. And we couldn't get it to sound as good live. And then a few months later, Goldfish said, hey, kind of dig that tune. Let's see if we can make it into something more. And then they took it and, you know, made the magic with it. And before we knew it, we had Sing With Me. And then Kirsten Bosch came and we got to play that live in front of 6,000 people.
What was that like?
It was a lot of butterflies. A lot of butterflies. But great experience.
I can imagine. Now, you do perform, I believe, quite a bit in Cape Town. Are you based in Cape Town or are you still based up north?
No. I've always been based in Cape Town. I'm a Kraaifontein boy.
Oh, right. Kraaifontein. Sorry. I assume because you had achieved number one position on the Laughveld radio chart that you were from that area.
No. Funny enough, that was actually our first number one was Radio Laughveld and caught us by surprise as well.
Well, you've got a big fan base there, apparently.
No, so we should perhaps, go.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk to us about some of your upcoming gigs in Cape Town where listeners can catch you live.
Yeah, we've got actually a few coming up now. One in Knysna. Actually, so not too many. Do we have any Cape Town shows coming up anytime soon? The Boer, yes. We've got the Boer, 29th of April. May, sorry.
Okay.
29th of May in Durbanville that you can get tickets to and come watch us. It's a nice, cozy theater vibe. And then we're heading up to Knysna, heading up to Joburg again for Park Acoustics.
Okay.
But yeah, for Cape Town now, we're still filling in some gaps.
Well, we do have listeners as far afield as Knysna, so it is worth talking
Wonderful.
About that audience.
Wonderful.
You say this is what you do full-time. We know it's not easy being an artist, particularly in South Africa full-time.
Yeah.
Do you find it difficult and challenging?
It can be, you know, especially because we're also not going the very mainstream, like pop or rap or, you know, DJ vibes.
Yeah.
You know, we're still trying to stay true to the music in a, you know, in our way. So I would say it is a bit more challenging, but it's a good, you know, puts hair on the teeth or hair on the chest. I don't know which one. Either one.
Good. When did you realize that this is what you wanted to do with your life?
I would say around high school. I've always been interested in, like, I thought I was going to be something related with suit and ties and you know, in the office. But I get bored so quickly. And this is a very, very dynamic line of work. So around the time when I figured out, oh, hey, I can play a few chords and write a decent tune, I thought, you know, let's try and do this. And when I met Jim and we saw that the live music was working out, I knew from here on out that's going to be the way.
As we discussed a moment ago, it's not always easy to make it as a rock star or a pop star, particularly in South Africa. Were your family supportive when this was the path that you chose for your life?
Yeah, they were. I would say they were surprised because, you know, I come from very humble beginnings and all of them are, you know, just doing their 9-to-5s and stuff. So when I broke the news that I'm quitting my job and now starting with Jeremy, there was a bit of is everything in place for, you know, are you going to be able to take care of yourself until you make it? And when we showed that we could do that, they've, yeah, been supportive, very supportive ever since.
Unfortunately, we need to wrap our chat so that we can take a listen to your music. But before we do that, let our listeners know where they can follow you or find out more information about your upcoming events and your music.
Thank you very much, Amy. You can find us on KenanExtinLive.com or Instagram, same handle, Facebook, same handle. And we are always active online, so we'll always be there to reach out or reply.
Well, thank you both so much for coming into the studio this morning. It's been a great pleasure chatting to you, Kenan. I'd like you to introduce your song to our listeners, please.
Thank you very much, Amy. This is Your Company by me.